people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Let's spend some time together today talking a little gardening, a little landscaping, pest control. There's a few pest issues popping up out there. Got some in Howard's garden reporting for you. If you've got something for me, that's great. Reports, problems, any questions you want to talk about, just give me a buzz. Telephone number is only one number you need to know from anywhere in the universe, and that's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. You get to talk to Mary Rose when you call in. She'll get you all set up and ready to go. Weather here, and I think in a lot of the country, is hot and humid. Although driving over here this morning to the station, and the radio station is near DFW Airport, weird little spotty rains. It rained pretty hard for a minute in one spot. Didn't look like there were any clouds around, and got kind of a nice little brief shower there. So wherever you are, I hope you catch some rain. We've had some, but a lot of people are really dry and fire danger out there. So wherever you are, I hope you're doing okay weather-wise. We'll be talking about irrigation a little bit. One of the things I discussed with Bob Webster on his show yesterday is that I have made a little change to my irrigation at the house, and the front section is the section, is the area, it's the largest area. I've got an old irrigation system that was there when we bought the house, and it was put in so long ago, it's a total copper system. And for whatever reason, they had a huge number of heads on it. We've added to it and all that kind of thing. And I've always, you've heard me talk about it a lot, I've always advised people to, if you have an automatic irrigation system, or if you're doing it with just hoses you're dragging around, the best way to water is to water a real long time, each section or each place you put it, and then wait as long as you can. And it varies for everybody, depending on the soil and where you are, the weather and the slope and a whole bunch of things, as to when you water again. And I've recommended on the automatic sections in the past to water somewhere between 20 and 25 minutes. A lot of people in the irrigation business recommend 10 to 15 minute cycles, and then doing it more often. And I think that's the worst thing you can do. But anyway, what I've recommended in the past, I'm going to alter a little bit. I kicked that front zone, and I'm going to look at the others too. The first zone is the most important because of the depth of the soil. It's not very deep before you hit solid rock, with caliche and then solid rock and several other factors. But I changed it from 25 minutes to 30 minutes. And it's pretty remarkable what a difference it made. It soaks down to a depth now where it lasts longer, stays moist longer. Just making that little bit of a change from 25 minutes to 30 minutes. So you might look at that. And it one thing we discussed yesterday about that was that even goes for pots. If you're watering containers, you need to really, really water a long time, really flood them, make sure you flood them greatly, because as I have discovered through the years, and a lot of other people have too, when you change the pots out a lot of times and you think you've been watering enough, you'll take the plant out to change it to another crop or whatever causes you to need to be changing it out. And I have myself, and a lot of other people too, will find that you really weren't watering quite long enough to keep the entire potting soil in the pot wet. You know, there are some dry pockets in there, and you want to avoid that because it really creates a problem for the plants. So just a little tip, water a little more each time you water, and then, you know, do what we've always talked about. Go as long as you can before you water again. In some cases, when it's 100 and something degrees and potted plants, you're going to have to water every day. And then in that case, you just need to make sure you're watering enough to where there's the water's not just draining out a little bit on the bottom, but it's really flushing through the entire potting soil and getting all the root system nice and moist. My tea this morning is ginger, as it always is as a base, almost always is as a base. About 5 leaves of the green garden sage, the gray garden sage, rather. A couple of petals of white hibiscus. Something new this morning, my Turk's cap has really come into bloom beautifully, and I put a couple of Turk's cap flowers in the tea. When you do that, and when you use any flowers in your tea, pull the green part, the base off. Just use the flower parts. Small flowers like the Turk's cap, the entire flower goes in. Large flowers like hibiscus, just use the petals. Don't use the center of the flower. It's bitter, and in some cases, have a little bit of toxicity on some of the bigger flowers. And then some honey in the tea, and it's pretty good. In fact, it's real good. And 3 roasted chili piquin peppers. Very good. That's a nice tea. So give that one a try. Last week, right at the end of the show, I don't think I even announced it on the show because it came in by email, but there was a winner on the mystery photograph last week, and it was Chinese parasol tree. Somebody sent it in by email and got it right at the end of the show. Chinese parasol tree, or varnish tree, is another name for it, and you can look it up on dirtdoctor.com and see a very unusual plant. It has smooth bark that's green when it's young, and then it turns a light tan color, stays very smooth, has great big leaves. That's where the parasol tree name partially comes from. The shape of it is another part of it. It's a very interesting tree. It's introduced, probably started in Asia somewhere, like a lot of the plants that we use. But it can be invasive. I've consulted on some residential properties, one in particular, it's a large place, where it had gotten started before the current owner bought the place. And it's popped up all over, and it's been a little bit of a chore. Not as bad as Nandina can be, and privet, the Chinese privet, and some other things. But it, if you are going to plant it, if you like it enough to plant, keep that in mind. And when it pops up here and there, pluck the little seedlings out before they can get started, because it can become a little bit of a problem for you. Like the Chinese pistachio has become now. In fact, I've got some Chinese pistachio I hadn't even noticed, because they were hidden by other plants, popping up in my garden at home. And there's one spot where I allowed one to go, and I will continue to allow it to grow if it turns out to be a male, doesn't have the fruit. But the others I'm going to take out, and I recommend that you do that as well, unless you have some coming up where you just really seriously needed a tree. And they do have beautiful fall color, but if they turn out to be female, they have the clusters of fruit, they're not going to be as healthy, they're not going to grow as quickly, they're going to get a little bit of a discoloration when the real heavy fruit set comes on, and the birds are going to spread the seed, and it has become an invasive plant. It's on the invasive species list now, both in our state, several states, and also nationally. That kind of surprises people, I think, because a lot of people still recommend it very highly, and I don't anymore because of that reason. Let's see. The mystery photo for today is up and ready. You can call the show and identify the mystery photo, or you can send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. You can talk to Mary Rose when you call in about it. It's one that I've probably done before, but not the way it's shown today. And it's one of my favorite plants. It's a native, I'll tell you, it's a native plant to this part of the world, and one of my favorites. So check it out. If you're first to identify it, you win one of our courses, the 15-chapter online course that I teach. and also an 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food. And Espoma Company is the sponsor of both the mystery photo and also the SPCA report. And Espoma products are great. They're across the country. Wherever you are out there listening to me, you can probably ease down to your hardware store or the garden centers or feed stores, farm stores, and find Espoma liquid and dry organic fertilizers and some great pest control products as well. Both the liquid and dry products are highly recommended by the dirt doctor here. And let's see what else I needed to tell you. We'll talk about the design studio a little bit when I come back and then go to the phone. So don't go away. Howard Garrett back right after this.
Do you need hand sanitizer? Real-Time Pain Relief is making hand sanitizer to help during the COVID-19 crisis. This is no ordinary hand sanitizer. Real-Time Hand Sanitizer plus Skin Conditioner contains 70% alcohol to kill 99.99% of germs, and it's infused with nature's ingredients to deliver skin conditioning benefits, even as you clean. Use code DIRTDOCTOR with the purchase of Real-Time Hand Sanitizer for a free gift. To order, go to rtpr.com. That's rtpr.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus and West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. For more information, go to SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Dirt Doctor here with a summer tip on backyard storage. Regular storage sheds tend to get really hot during the summer months, which can damage your stuff and make your shed unpleasant to use. My friends at Ulrich Barnes have designed a ventilation system that keeps their sheds about 18 degrees cooler than a standard shed. Visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers that have given Ulrich five-star reviews. Call 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or ulrichbarnes.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Let me tell you about the SPCA dogs. I got some good news and still kind of bad news, not terrible. They're not totally open for business yet. They're still doing the adoptions by appointment. You click on the SPCA button right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you can see all this. But we have had some success. Adopted are Nato, Blake, McGunner, and Nala Bear that we've talked about in the past. We still have some of the dogs that we've talked about that look great that you can check out if you're interested in adopting. And if you're thinking about it, I'd highly recommend it. You can see dogs like Twinkie and Joshua and Freckles and Winnie and Chunk. They're all still waiting for their permanent homes. Koi is this week's dog, and she is really beautiful. Beautiful chocolate, brown, long hair, medium mix. She's a medium-sized mixed breed dog. Looks like she may have some collie in her and a lab and a whole bunch of things, but she's really pretty. But check her out and see if she looks like she would fit in with your family right there on dirtdoctor.com. And speaking of that, one of the things that I'm gonna be talking about in some detail, but we've got a new, as I brought up last week, we've got a new art studio because my daughter and announcer Logan and her husband Bo did a little surprise remodeling of it last week, and it's fantastic. And we're going to send out a newsletter with photographs on it and remind our very extensive newsletter list that we're not going to be having any big open houses anytime soon because of the virus, but we are accepting appointments to people that want to come by and see the place and check out the art, make an appointment to do that. And you can do it. We'll be sending out a newsletter to talk about it. But basically all it is to call this same number that you used to call the show here and set up a time to come by and be glad to give you a tour. And you can see the the experimental gardens that are in kind of a mess right now, but I can show you a few interesting things there. But it'll be by appointment only. The number, well, it's the same one to call the show and be with me here. It's 866-444-3478. And to sign up for the newsletter, very easy. It's free. It's a free newsletter. We've got over 100,000 people that have been taking it for a long time. But just sign up right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, or you can just send us an email, say, sign me up, put me on the list. The benefits, you get some seed when joining, depends on for how many. The benefits of are if you join the Organic Club of America, there is a little cost for it. The newsletter is totally free. Just sign up. If you want to get the benefits, the seed, and the getting your questions answered on a more timely basis, much more timely because of the volume that we get, you can join the Organic Club of America. Very inexpensive. Some people join for 1 year, some people multiple years, and the bonuses and benefits you get vary, and you can see what they are on the homepage. But the people getting the newsletter that's free will be getting the photographs of the new art studio. They really did a great job. They surprised us with it. They didn't want me to see it until it was finished. I helped them move some of the art around on the walls, but they completely changed the look of it and the way it works. I'll go into it in a little more detail when I have a little more time here. My Dallas Morning News column, by the way, the one that just ran, if you missed it, was on poison ivy. And what I did, I took an event that we did on the air here a few years ago and turned it into a column. And what I did, I threw out on the air, both with you guys and also with Bob Webster's audience, do his show every Saturday morning for a visit. A lot of people, we had a tremendous response of people telling us what they personally used when they got a poison ivy rash, because I admitted that I give myself a case of it because I'm cavalier working around it from time to time, getting it out of the wild areas where it pops up occasionally. But we had just many, many recommendations about what people used, and I hadn't caught it quite as strongly as it was the first time around, that the recommendation that came in the most often was a recommendation to use jewel weed soap on the rash just as it starts to stop it, to shut it down. Boy, we had all kinds of people mention it. We had a lot of other recommendations too, but anyway, I turned that into, I condensed it to the most common recommendations that came in and talked about identification of it and the recommendations that I have to get rid of it, which are physical removal. Cover yourself up and physically remove it, or hire somebody to do it, and then to spot spray with the organic herbicides the little tender foliage as it tries to regrow, which is what we recommend for any woody weeds that you're trying to get rid of. So check that out, and then the next Dallas Morning News column that we'll have will be about, I'm working on right now, will be about beetles. I'm going to go into some detail about the beneficial beetles that you will run into at your garden, because a lot of people see bugs running around the ground and they think that's a pest. They just automatically think, well, what am I going to use to treat this? And what you need to know is that a very high percentage of them that you see running around the ground or climbing around in plants are beneficial. So we'll cover the most beneficial ones, how to identify them and all that, and that'll be in the next Dallas Morning News column, which you can see if you don't take the paper on dirtdoctor.com after it runs in the paper. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doc. I'll be right back, and we'll go to the phones.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We're going to go to Garland first and talk to Patricia. Hello, Patricia. What can I do for you this morning?
Well, good morning, Dr. Garrett. What I would like to do is get the word out to some people who would be willing to sign a petition that stop a proposed cement plant that is. You remember where the old Hypermarch site was over there at Garland Avenue and Kingsley?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. It's been kind of shut down and vacant for a while, hasn't it?
Yes. And there's proposed to be a cement plant, and the Garland City Council will be meeting July 7th, 2 days from today. And we're just trying to get people to sign up to block that, because the dangers of all that cement dust in the air are really a problem. It causes silicosis in people's lungs, and that would be people just even living close by. Also, it endangers valuable trees in the area, so it really is a problem. What they can do, if they're interested in helping with this, is to go to a Facebook private group called Garland Greater Good.
Garland Greater Good, okay.
Yes, won't cost them anything. We just need some signatures.
Okay. That's interesting that they're looking at allowing cement plant in such an urban area like that. I guess
exactly.
I guess the city.
It's not a concrete plant; it's a cement plant.
Okay, well, cement to be an ingredient in the concrete. That's you know, kind of closer related. Well, you have put it out to a bunch of people, and I've made a note of it too, and I'll look into it. And I know some people in Garland too that listen to the show, so maybe we can help spread the word. I guess it's going to be a private company, not the city doing it.
I don't have those details.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. You have thrown that information out there to people. Thank you very much, Patricia.
Thank you.
Anything else I can help you with?
Not today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. All right. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let me tell you a little bit more about the design or the art studio, actually. My design studio and art studio are together, and the art studio just kind of happened one day a couple of years ago. Judy and I had discussed the possibility of putting in an art studio at our house and doing something there, and then we thought, well, we've got this place that has quite a nice amount of square footage that might make a good design or art studio, and we set it up there, and lo and behold, it turned out to be great. I'm a messy artist, to say the least. My art is, you can see it on dirtdoctor.com. Just click on the red button that's up at the top of the page of the homepage where it says buy books, art, and class. The class is the online class that we have, by the way, awarded now. Somebody has already identified the mystery photograph. Kate Bell, congratulations. Mexican buckeye was the plant. It shows the seed pods, which are three seed in each seed pod. That's one of the seed that you get when you join the Organic Club of America. I'm pretty sure we still have some. I've collected a lot. I have a gigantic Mexican buckeye right in the front of the house that produces like crazy, and I've got some at the office and some on some other properties where I consult. So that's one of the seed that we give out. And it's a fun seed to grow into a little plant because it's easy. It's good for kids or adults. Very easy to grow into a little plant. Those of you up north would have to give it some protection in the winter, but even there, growing it in a container works beautifully. I have one in a container that I've had for many years at home in addition to some in the ground. But congratulations to Kate for being the first to identify. We had somebody else come in really close and had a pretty close guest too, but we'll do it every week and give away the course and the Espoma products. But anyway, back to the art studio. Bo and Logan did their first trip out since the virus has been out there, and they wanted to come see us and come see the studio. Bo hadn't ever even seen it before. But what I had done, I've been producing a lot of art, and I call it organic art because a lot of it is using found materials or recycled materials. I do primarily abstract art, several different styles, which you can see if you go into the catalog on dirtdoctor.com. And some of it's on canvases that people have thrown away. I found on the curb for collection day, believe it or not. Some of my largest paintings are on a material like that. And then others, people were throwing away art or selling it real inexpensively, and I picked it up and painted over somebody else's art. And then other pieces are on plywood and other forms of scrap wood and lumber and paneling and various kinds of things. When you go in to look at the catalog, we have that in addition to what the name of the painting is and how much it would cost. I also have the details, the specs on what it was painted on, what kind of materials I use. A very high percentage of it is on using acrylic paint. I've used some oil. Some oil I've used for sure. In fact, some of the latest paintings I've done are really dramatically stylized pansy flowers. One of them is in the catalog, so you can already see it. But the base of those flowers is an oil paint because I needed a really shiny base for the flowers. But anyway, you can see those. And the story is that I was pretty careless on getting paint on the floor and on me and on the walls and everything else while I was painting all these things. And Bo and Logan came up with the concept that the front two rooms, it ended up being the first three rooms of the design studio, are now really nice-looking galleries. And the floor has been painted a gray color. You'll see in the photographs when we send the photos out in the newsletter Monday, tomorrow. But it really makes the art show up better, and we put the best art, or what we consider the best art, out in the gallery areas. And they moved all of my workbenches and the paint and the all the gear, all the vices that I use. I also do some metal sculpture and some wood sculpture. Moved all of those, all the work items to back rooms. And the floor in those rooms is still, you'll get to see what I had done to the whole design studio when you see the place. But the gray color that they picked out, and they did all this without us seeing it, Judy and I seeing it, we had to wait until it was all done to come in and see it. And we were very surprised. They did a great job. But the dark gray floors really makes the art pop, and you're able to see it and enjoy it, I think, a little bit better. So look forward to you seeing at least the photographs, and if you have time to make an appointment, come by and see it in person. I'd love to give you a tour. All right, let's get back to the phones. Ronnie, Clifton, Texas, next up. Hello, Ronnie.
How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
I got a 6 Sago Palm. I've had two of them since I was married. One of them is thriving, and the other one is sick as it can be. It just won't grow new growth. And when they come out, they're all twisted, and it's just kind of stopped growing. Anything I can do about that?
Well, maybe. How did we get to this point? Did you leave it out by any chance during the winter, or have you been protecting it?
It's been out every winter.
Okay.
I mean, for 20 years.
Well,
both of them have, but one of them's huge now.
Well, you're kind of lucky because they are really on the edge of being hardy enough to be outside all the time. So what probably happened is one of them's tougher than the other one, and you got a little through the years, got a little winter damage. What you can do, Ronnie, is the same thing that we recommend for, you know, just deciduous trees and evergreen regular trees. You can do it to a palm or a sago palm, either one, and that is the sick tree treatment. The only thing you don't need to do for them is do a bunch of exposure to the base of the plant. They couldn't care less about that part of it. But doing the rest of the sick tree treatment, which is to aerate the root zone and then to apply all the amendments that we recommend for organic bed preparation, compost, rock minerals, and sugars around the plant, spray the foliage on a regular basis, in this case especially, okay, with the Garrett juice, and you can probably get the plant to improve. If it was damaged too much in the past, you may have to just enjoy the one that has been making it through the winter without any trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I would cover it if it was going to be a hard freeze.
Mm-hmm.
I'd try to anyway, but I just got sick one year, and the other one, it just bloomed. But it's still living. It just won't grow.
Well, give that a shot. If you're not familiar with the sick tree treatment, it's in all my books, and it's on dirtdoctor.com, right there on the homepage under guides. And anything will do it, that'll bring it back around. If it just continues to have the problems, you may have to bite the bullet and just remove it, plant another one if you need another one there, or go with one of the smaller palms. It'll give you kind of a similar look and won't have any winter problems at all. The one in that category that's the toughest and never even blinks an eye at the winter is called needle palm, and it's a palm that doesn't develop a big tall trunk. It just stays in a bush form and would go along well with your other sago.
Okay.
Called needle palm.
I'll give it a try. I appreciate it, Howard.
Appreciate the call. Call us again, yeah, and give me an update on it, how it works out for you. Yeah, and if those of you are listening to me, whether you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, north or south of us, I've written a column about palms that are the most winter hardy and giving you some temperature guidelines and everything. So no matter where you are in the country, it will be helpful to you. Just go into the library of dirtdoctor.com, and everything's in alphabetical order there, and look up winter hardy palms, and you'll see the whole story I wrote on that. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinerite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinerite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinerite.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Restore the natural balance in your soil with ViaTrac fertilizer. ViaTrac is totally organic, naturally composited broiler litter that contains over 2,700 strains of active living bacteria and fungus that your soil needs to live. ViaTrac is pelletized, making it easily spreadable and clump-free. Use it on your landscaping, plants, trees, pastures, hay fields, and more. Go to ViaTracFertilizer.com for more information or to order by the truck, one-ton super sack or 40-pound bag, also available on Amazon. Feed the soil, feed the world with ViaTrac fertilizer.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border.
The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Just one more quick thing before I go back to talk to Becky here on the art and my books and the class, all those things you can learn about if you click on that red button right at the top of the page at DirtDoctor.com. That's all sold through the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center. So it's tax-free and tax-deductible, and you're helping to support the work of Texas Organic Research Center, helping pull together all the research and data about the things that we recommend and the things that we don't recommend and all that kind of thing. We really appreciate all the help. Some people just donate to TORC, but that's another way to do it, is to buy the stuff. Here, and I think you'll like all of it. Becky in Dallas next up. Hey, Becky.
Hello.
What's up?
We have a long row of liriope or olipogon edging a flower bed, and we've lost a couple of the plants, and several of them, most of them actually, are have these rusty brown leaves significantly that I think is maybe a fungal leaf disease, and I'm afraid we're going to lose all of them. I was just wondering what we could do about
it. What to do? You know, there's something interesting about Ophiopogon, especially more so than liriope. Are you seeing it more in the Ophiopogon than in the liriope, or both?
You know, I'm not sure. I think probably what we have is the Ophiopogon rather than liriope.
Yeah, the smaller.
The way it spreads. Yeah. Yes,
something happened about, I don't know, 5 to 10 years ago, maybe closer to five. It's almost like Ophiopogon, something happened in the growing cycle of it to make it not as tough as it used to be. I'm seeing that kind of thing a lot. I've even seen it a little bit in some of the Ophiopogon at our house. Some of it is just so thick and beautiful, it's unreal. and then in other areas, and it's especially where Nellie and Tater and some of our dogs from the past, you know, have run through it so much and compacted it, that's always a little bit of a problem. But it's fungal. I think you probably already had figured that out. And what I'd recommend that you do, Becky, if you haven't already, is two things. One, spray it with some hydrogen peroxide. And you don't need to do this over and over and over again. If you do it once and maybe another time in a few weeks or something, you can spray it with hydrogen peroxide, just the stuff from the grocery store, mixed with water, 50-50. Just use, that's the easiest way to go. Or what's better, though, is to make your Garrett juice in its ready-to-use form, you know, the form that you'd spray on the plants and drench into the soil, mix hydrogen peroxide with that 50-50. Instead of use water, use the Garrett juice. And that way you get the benefit of the ingredients in the Garrett juice. But from a just to attack the fungal standpoint, it's the hydrogen peroxide that we're looking for. Then the second step of it, and I just did this on some little periwinkles that were showing a little bit of fungal disease, is to put out whole ground cornmeal. The whole ground cornmeal in the various stores around this part of the world anyway, some of them say whole ground cornmeal and some of them say horticultural cornmeal. In both cases, from what I've seen, that those are both whole ground cornmeal. In other words, the whole corn kernel ground up. And put that out broadcast fashion at about 2 pounds per 100 square feet or 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
Water it in really well. And the other thing you can do if it tries to hang around for you, and some people listening might like to do this better than the hydrogen peroxide, you can mix cornmeal, the dry cornmeal, in water and make a cornmeal water, cornmeal tea, and spray it, and it is a wonderful natural antifungal product also.
When, like I said, we have this edging a bed, and we have a mulch on the bed. When we do the cornmeal, do we need to pull the mulch back away from the plants so that the cornmeal gets to the soil? Is the fungus in the soil?
Yeah, it probably, you can do it either way, and in that case, it might be better for you to do the water, mix it in water and drench it into the bed. If you put the dry cornmeal on top of the mulch and then you kind of cultivate it just a little bit with something like I use as a three-prong cultivator, just rough it up a little bit and then water it really well, it'll go down through the mulch fairly well and work, but it would probably be even more efficient if you and it doesn't take quite as much cornmeal either. You can put a cup of whole ground cornmeal in a 5-gallon bucket of water, stir it up, let it sit till the next day, and then strain the solids out, or just put the whole mixture drenched into the area. It'll work really, really well for you. Okay.
Okay. I have one other question for you.
All right, let me put you on hold, and I will talk to you at the after this break because I got to do some things here. We had a truck driver call and ask about he couldn't hold for some reason or lost the signal, black spot on roses. The same thing I was just talking about there, work on the roses, the cornmeal juice, the hydrogen peroxide, the whole sick tree treatment. If you've got a rose that's really sick, black spot is real common. The rose rosette is not as common. If you have really hard to control diseases, the entire sick tree treatment is the way to go with rose problems. I'll talk more about that when we have time this next hour. Don't go away. Howard Garrett will be right back after this.